Hana.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Hope you had a good day.
I'm sorry, what?
Hope you had a good day.
Yes. I'm reorganizing two bookshelves accomplished today, so that was good.
That is good.
And I got to listen to last night's class, so I don't usually get too many chances to do that. And I did, so caught up with Rabbi Ashlag.
Did you like that class?
Oh.
You broke up. I didn't hear it.
Yes, I did.
It's really a powerful, safer we're doing. And the one after this one is even more powerful.
Well, I just finished it, so I didn't get a chance to kind of glance at the next part.
No, not the next part, the next book. This one's going to be a good, this one's going to be a good 3 or 4 classes, so.
Okay. Would that be number 31, or it's something entirely different?
It's 32, I believe, 32 or 33.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But by the time I get there, because I'll be, you know, I'll be doing class 30A and so forth. You want to start or do you want to wait?
Well, what's up with you? It's a fairly, I just looked at it to see where we were. I think it's a short portion. Yeah, it's not real long. You can.
It has, I think, 7 verses.
Yeah, that's what I see, about a page and 2.5 pages. It's not very long.
All right, well, let's get started. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarechu Ishkinte Bitzilu Urchimu Utzilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yudhe Bubabhe B'Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadehu Kunenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadehu Kunenehu. And we're studying section 70 of Bereishit Bet, starting with verse 425. Vayomer Hashem emche et ha'adam asher barati me'al b'nei ha'adama rabbi ase petach kilo machshavotai machshavotaychem tachatei kad barnash ba'el nachma me'achara shatik bela amar meidei de'ilu bodeya is tamar bela yakilea. And Hashem said, I shall destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth. Rabbi Yose quotes, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Come and see, when a man wants to take vengeance on another, he keeps quiet and tells him nothing, because if he discloses his intentions, his opponent will be on guard and hard to overpower. Questions, thoughts, comments.
Well, I think we've heard the verse, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, many, many times. not just with Judaism or with Zohar, but I think we hear it quoted a lot.
We do. But the real issue in here is, do you think that God destroyed the earth with the flood out of vengeance?
No, I don't think so.
I don't either. So I'm wondering if the vengeance is a mistranslation, or if he's just using this verse to emphasize the idea that God doesn't act like man.
Or possibly that man has a tendency to act on vengeance. Because if he's saying, my thoughts aren't like your thoughts.
Well said. It's an interesting verse, but I don't really understand the idea of this. Why are we being told that God, or implying, it's a real offense. Why would it be implying that God took vengeance on the earth and on man? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, maybe it will. You know, a few more verses.
Yeah.
It's easy to grab it. Simple. You know, it's simple language. To me, if you just summarized it, it's the idea that God's thoughts and our thoughts don't always line up. And then the last verse, he discloses his intentions, and a lot of times we have a tendency to hide our feelings from others and our intentions or motives. Sometimes we don't. I know myself, I'm constantly having to ask myself, what's my motivation for doing this? Because I have such a tendency to never say no. And there are times that I need to say no. So saying that he discloses his intentions, I think it's showing, I don't know, just
a different way
in man's thoughts, you know.
Yeah. It's a different way than most people operate.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
but we'll watch that word vengeance and see if we get a different. Do you know which one it is in the Aramaic? Which word it is?
I didn't see it. I mean, I didn't look for it.
Okay.
But it's in the middle, so it's kind of hard to find. Let's see. It's in the third line. It's either Nach Lenachma or Meachara.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those two.
Okay.
Verse 4:26. Avalkucha Barihu Lav Hake Avid Lavidina Vialma Adiachriz Vioda Lehozimna Tirain Udlata Begin Dela Ita Diim He Pidea Diema Leya ma ivrat vela yistamar bineya vela yakil lekaima kameya. Yet the Holy One, blessed be He, does not act in this manner. He does not execute judgment on the world before he declares and informs it of his intentions once, twice, and three times. Then no one may reproach him and ask, what are you doing? Nor can one guard against him or stand up to him? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, we learn here that at least he loves his prophets or his people know at least three times before he executes judgment.
Malka
reminds me of him, you know, of informing Noah about the flood before the flood began.
Right. And that's what it's referring to, but do you think he warned, you know, since you're in Louisiana, did he warn you about the hurricane, Katrina?
In a way, yes, because and I haven't done it this year. Hurricane season just started June 1st. And I haven't had a chance, although I did see a list of the names. But I, every year I take the list of the names, and most of the time I know most of them from having, you know, giving students in my classes a Hebrew name. And it's almost pathetic with the meaning of the name as to whether it's going to be a big storm or not a big storm.
Are you talking about the main figure that they're projecting for the storm?
No.
Are you talking about the names the Weather Bureau assigns to the storms?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, one time was called Bacchus, and I knew that that had to do with wine and, you know, beer and such, and especially with Louisiana, they have a crew. I've never been to Mardi Gras, but I know they have a crew called Bacchus. And I knew, you know, the way I prayed had to do with, you know, asking God's mercy and that it hit an area that would be not very populated and little destruction. And in the newspaper, there was an article and a picture that the only damage happened to a boar. And that was kind of when I began to make the connection between the names of the storms and whether or not they were going to be big storms or not.
Right. No, but it's also the names of the storms are not just whether they're going to be big or large, but they're, you know, they're, it's just like a person's name. You know, names are very, you know, they're metaphors for the energy of the item.
Mm-hmm.
So
sometimes I can see a correlation to a biblical character, too, with the names. And use that essence on knowing which words to pray.
Yeah.
Or to speak out, you know.
Malka, welcome. We did hear you when you came on, but we were in the midst of the conversation. We are studying section 70, and we've done verse 425 and 426.
Okay. I'm going to mute.
Are you driving?
Ma'am.
Because the static is really bad. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna mute because I am driving.
Okay.
No problem.
But if you have something to say, unmute. we'll get up with the static.
I'm sure she heard you.
Okay.
Verse 427. Tachat vayomer Hashem emche et ha'adam. Asher barati me'al p'nei ha'adama Oda lon al yada v'noach v'yatre v'chon kamazim nin v'la shame batir batar dila shema'u ate alechon Dina Viovid Lone Meal Ap And Hashem said, I shall destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth. He announced these words through Noah, and he warned them several times, but they did not listen. Eventually, he executed judgment and exterminated them. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, this verse is just putting substance to the other two verses.
Correct. But you have to ask yourself, why did we need to have this said, the same information presented in a different way? This is actually discussing the manifestation of the beginning of the flood, or Hashem's decision to manifest the flood. The other two are still dealing in potential.
But it's given us an example, you know.
Yes, I mean, that's why I'm saying it's the manifestation. The example brings it down to Malchut. It brings it from the generalized approach to the specific. Remember, we've talked in terms of Torah having these two levels, general and specific.
Mm-hmm. Potential and actually.
Exactly. So that's why the verse had to be say. It's not just, you know, bringing the other two and saying the same thing in a different way. There's a reason behind it. Verse 4:28. Ela b'shata t'leit kudsha b'richu alma diktiv arura ha'adama b'avurcha amar adam kame kudsha b'richu ribono shel olam ad mate yehe alma b'ilat yota Amar leya ad yit yeled lach bein mahu begavaina kegavna dilach. Come and see what was said of Noah, and he called his name Noah, saying, this one shall comfort us. The Hebrew word is Yanach Amenu, from our work. How did he know that he would comfort him as soon as he was born? It says that when the Holy One, blessed be he, cursed the world, saying, cursed is the ground for your sake, Adam said to him, Master of the universe, until when will the world be subject to this curse? And the Holy One, blessed be he, replied, until you beget a son who is born circumcised, like yourself. Verse 4:28. Comments, thoughts?
Well, I don't know if I ever thought about Adam being circumcised himself.
That's coming from a midrash. It's also obviously the Zohar. But the Midrash says that Noah was born circumcised. Abraham was not. Adam was born circumcised.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know too, Midrash says that until Noah was born, after the curse, the hands were not separate fingers, and that Noah was also the first one to be born with separated fingers, which would allow them to till the soil. And
right. And also there's the same Midrash says that Noah was the inventor of the plow.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a coincidence either. That wasn't he the 10th generation?
Yes, he was the 10th generation.
Okay, so that would have numerically been a hint that maybe a change would come about.
Yes. It's all related to that, but again, this is relating to the previous verses because Hashem always gives people answers or hints as to what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is there for us if we would just pay attention.
Well, isn't one of Hashem's names, he sees ahead and makes provision?
Yes.
Ro'eh.
That is correct.
We really saw that. We were so much aware of it when we had to evacuate for the hurricane. For us, it wasn't Katrina. It was a month later. It was Hurricane Rita. And I had gone to a board meeting that night, and a lady walked in. She was secretary to the mayor, and she was really anxious and said, I hope this meeting doesn't last very long. I've got to get my mother out. We've got to get out. And I said, what's going on? Well, it happened that there were a lot of refugees from Katrina here in Lake Charles. And the mayors and the council had decided that they were going to move those people out first before they told the people of the city. So by her saying that she had to get her mother, and she began to tell me that she was having a hard time finding hotel reservations because there already people from Katrina were all over the state, some in Texas even. And so it was very hard to find a hotel room. So when the meeting was over, I called my son-in-law and said, I think we need to, it's going to be a citywide evacuation. They want everybody out. And I told him what happened, and he did some searching online and found us a hotel, but it was way up in Hope, Arkansas. That was the closest. The lady that was the secretary to the mayor had made the comment that she found something in Little Rock, Arkansas, that was the closest she could find. And so for us, it was even a little bit further. But not to make a long story out of this, the whole 3 weeks that we had to be away from home, and while we were set up at Hope in a hotel, it was just, we just saw the hand of Hashem every step of the way. And then when we got back, almost our whole subdivision was really torn up, and we hardly had any damage at all. And of course, I put a Zohar in every one of the volumes in every room, and I mean, it was the house next door. Their roof caved in, and the house on the other side of us, they had a lot of water damage. But you could see where the wind had gone. It had gone between the house on one side of us and gone in our backyard. It did pull down our wooden fence, and then it went to the other house on the other side. It was like it just hopped over us. We had just a few shingles where houses in our subdivision, you could see their roofs inside their attics from just looking at the houses from the streets. There were maybe 5 houses in that subdivision that just had a little damage, and we were one of them. So I saw Hashem's work, the hand in
I've had a similar experience in the 1993, I think it is, earthquake in Los Angeles. Maybe it was 92. So I'm very, very much aware of how natural disasters do not follow, a logical, this one, that happened. And, mm-hmm. We have talked about it in a number of different classes about how it really relates to the damage that's done relates to the spiritual level and the positivity of the various people. But unless you've studied Kabbalah, unless you're able to perceive that, you can't make that connection. You just, that's just, they most people attribute it to coincidence. That's just the way it happens. But there's always a cause, and we have in a few weeks, we have the Parasha of Korach, which is literally our ability to take control of all of these natural events, natural disaster events, and make sure that that doesn't happen. So, well, we'll discuss that as we get closer to it.
Well, I think the hardest thing that I had to come to the realization was not every time I'd watch the news or see and say, oh, thank God it's not coming here. I had to get past that and, not having that first, it doesn't matter where it goes, it's gonna cause some damage. But the idea, oh, thank goodness it's not coming here, but it's going over there. I'm trying to say?
I know what you're saying because you're describing the human nature of hatred for no reason, which is what we've talked about before. And I'm not criticizing. I'm using it as a teaching moment. So don't feel badly because everybody has this.
I don't.
Natural reaction. But if you work on it, you can get rid of it.
Well, when you come to that realization, I think then after that, your first response can be sympathy and empathy and
exactly.
for the other. And, praying just as hard for that section of the country as you would for your own.
Or more section of the world than our own.
Yeah. Right.
Agreed. So our class is our time is up. So we'll be here tomorrow and pick up at lesson 29.
Okay.
And the 7 o'clock class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. So I hope you'll join us there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Shalom to everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom, dear.